You are now listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Listen live as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO 2.0, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing media. Call 657-383-1974 and join in on the conversation. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you for joining us on another episode of Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins. I am one of your co-hosts, Sharifa Hardy. Your other co-host this morning is Mr. Damian Rando. Are you with us this morning, Damian? Are you with us? Can you hear us? Have we lost him? Okay, well, we're going on with the show. Maybe he'll pop in a little bit later. But as always, we have an amazing show. So you want to make sure to tune in. You want to make sure to tweet this show, post this show. You want to get the show out, and you definitely want to visit us on Nabuki. So if you're calling in and you're listening on the line and you want to join the conversation, please remember to press 1. If you're listening to this show on your computer, please make sure that you want to join the conversation. Give us a call at 657-383-1974. Again, that number, 657-383-1974. Today I'm off. Maybe it's Wednesday. Maybe it's the heat in California. I don't know. But today I'm having one of those days. Damian, are you with us?
Hey, I'm back. Hey, how you doing?
We had some technical difficulties. I'm like, where's my man? Where's my co-host?
Today's not your day. You like that?
Every day is my day.
Let's get this party started. Who we got for a guest today?
We have a couple of guests today, but today, right now, what we're going to do, we're going to stop for a brief commercial break, let everybody know what we're going to do, and give everyone an opportunity to chime in.
Okay.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki? As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Today's show is going to be amazing. We're going to go ahead and get it started because I know everyone is excited to speak to and to hear from our first guest. Our first guest is an upcoming chef who currently owns Kaylin's Kitchen Catering Services. She's a lifetime cook, and I know she knows how to make an amazing meal. So please join me in welcoming Mrs. Christy Bradford. Are you with us this morning, Christy?
I am. Hello, everyone.
I was
going
to say, is it me this morning? Is it me? Nobody's there. How are you? I'm scared for a minute.
That's okay. I am here. I'm great. It's a wonderful Wednesday, and I'm excited about being on the show today.
I know you got something,
some samples you were sending to us or something. I know you got something, Christy. Talk to us.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that? Because I can barely hear you. I can hear.
I said, I know you got some samples. I know you got some samples of something that you cook for us, right?
I always have something somewhere. I always have
something
in my pocket.
We'll find something.
Or my purse.
We'll definitely
somewhere.
Find it. We will definitely find it. Definitely, because yesterday's show, we spoke with a man who was going to the Chicken Wing Festival. So that's why I was excited. I'm like, okay, now we have a chef today. So we're going to talk about all kinds of wonderful meals. But you're a lifetime cook. How did you start cooking?
Yeah, I grew up under the tutelage of my grandmothers. I actually had two grandmothers that could throw down in the kitchen. And it was just a passion of mine from a child age. I was 6 years old when I began to watch them. And my grandmother, I grew up on a farm with her. They had everything on the farm. They didn't go to the store for anything. They grew all of their vegetables. They had fruit trees. They had their own animals, you know, pigs and chickens and cows and everything. So I learned how to do everything from scratch. Nothing was store-bought. So it was just a passion that was embedded in me from a young age, and from then on, I've been cooking ever since. I think I made my first Thanksgiving meal at the age of 7. My grandmother put me in the kitchen and told me to do everything. I did the dressing, I did the turkey, I did everything, and it was amazing. So it's just been a gift and a talent of mine for so long, and I love it. It's my passion.
What's your favorite dish?
It's my
dish?
Passion to eat your food.
What's your favorite dish?
My favorite dish that I cook, and what's so funny, and this may sound real weird to you, I'm a pescatarian. I've been a pescatarian for 17 years, but I cook everything. And most of the time people wonder why my food tastes so good, even though I don't taste a lot of the things that I cook. It's because I go by the senses. My smell, my sense of smell, the texture, the sight, I use those senses to make sure that everything tastes amazing. But my favorite dish would be, I'm an Italian person. I love Italian food, even though I cook a lot of Southwest style, home style, is lasagna.
I love lasagna. I'm a lasagna fan.
I'll tell you, you can do so many amazing things with lasagna. I mean, there's so many different things. It's just all meal in one. You know, you can put everything in one meal on the plate. And I just love lasagna. There's so many different creative things that you can do with it. So, and I'm a cheese lover, too. So cheese makes the world go round.
Those are
some of the things that I have to put down.
Yes. You have to be careful.
Where do you live? Let me just ask you where you live, Christy.
I'm in Dallas, Texas. Well, right now I live in Fort Worth, Texas, on the outskirts of Dallas. It's about 20 miles away from Dallas, 20, 30 miles from Dallas.
Okay, because I was just wondering. Because people always say that the fruits and the vegetables are different based on the city or the state where you live. Like me, I was raised in Columbus, Ohio. Not that many people know this. Shout out to Columbus. But I literally ate tomatoes straight off the vine. That, as a kid growing up, that was our candy, our treat. You know, we just go get a tomato and chow down on this tomato. Now, in California, when I got here, I tried to go to the little Ralph's Albertsons or whatever, get me a tomato, you know, and tomatoes, vegetables, a lot of different things, they just would not stay down. Sorry for the TMI, but they wouldn't. And so I, my mom said it's all in my head. But no matter where I went, no matter where I got, you know, anything with an outer coating, like a tomato, an apple, anything like that, to this day won't stay down. But oranges, citrus things, anything that I peel, I have no problems with. So I was just kind of curious about the vegetables and your thoughts, I guess.
Yeah, the thing of it is, and that's why so many people are switching to, and this is a message that I would preach, if I can say that, my message is organic. I mean, and a lot of people are going back to that because it's original. It's original because even growing up on a farm with my grandparents, we did the same thing. We had everything fresh, and we were a lot healthier. But keep in mind, when you buy those products from the store, they've gone through a process. They've gone through different hands, the manufacturers that have to, you know, make sure they, you know, present them. Some of them are growing them in different places. And so it's totally different. It is different, and our bodies respond differently to them. And so it's very important that, you know, if you're going to grow, I'm really trying to learn now and kind of reteach myself how to grow vegetables and fruits and seeds and, you know, herbs and spices. I have, you know, a few of herbs and spices now where I am. That I'm growing, that's been growing. So organic is the way, but if you can't get that, you know, get as close to it as you can. So it does make a difference. It makes a big difference. And your body apparently is telling you that it does.
When you say get as close to it as you can, I mean, if we're buying it from the store and it doesn't say organic, is it still, I mean, like, how do you – do they have semi-organic? Or, I mean, there's just organic and then there's what they give us, right?
You can go to, I don't know if you guys have like Whole Foods stores, places like that are near you. Yeah, those Whole Foods stores have, you know, they grow, some of them grow their own. They have their own farms. They have their own places that they actually grow and develop the vegetables and fruits and things themselves. And if there's not organic, I would say, when I say get as close to it as you can, read the labels and see how they're made. See what's in them. See what product it was. Research. I think a lot of times we don't take the time to research what we're eating. We just consume. We just consume it. You know, just put it in our bodies without reading what's going on, reading where we got it from, researching the actual manufacturer that it came from to see what it is that they do with it. So I think looking at that.
If you go somewhere like a farmer's market or something, would that be a safe bet to pretty much find close to organic produce? But at the farmer's market, they have no labels.
Yes, farmer's markets are the best because it's exactly what it says. They are farmers that are marketing their products. So it's coming from their farm to your hand. So it's the same concept as my grandparents. They actually, my grandfather grew greens and cabbage, and he would go and sell them to the local stores, the local convenience stores, and they came fresh from him. That's what organic is. It's actually fresh-grown products. And so without any of the MGO and all those things in it. It has nothing in it. It's fresh. So the farmers market is the best because those are the farmers that have grown those products themselves, and you know, they are just marketing what they have.
Very good. Very good. Very good. Okay. So, how do people contact you? I know that you're in the Dallas area. Do you ship food? Do you have a delivery program or something in place for people that are not in the Dallas?
You know, I actually don't, unfortunately, right now, but I am working on a meal prep line, and I'm trying to set up some time with the manufacturers. Yeah, I'm working on I'm starting slow, 7 products for meal prep. But people can contact me if you're in the Dallas, you know, the DFW Metroplex in the southern cities. They can contact me on Instagram, Meals and Heels, They can contact me on Facebook, Meals and Heels, as well as my email address, which is Meals and Heels for you, which is the number four, and you, the letter U, at gmail.com.
Okay, so let's discuss this delivery service. The number one question is I want to ask, you know, because my background is business and marketing and branding. And so the first question that comes to mind is how are you going to differentiate yourself? But before we even answer that question, the reason I'm asking is because these delivery services are really, I think, all the buzz and all the craze. And one of my coworkers, she gave me a Blue Apron 1 week service, 1 week's free delivery for Blue Apron. And so I looked at the website and I looked at the different things and I was just like, okay, I'll try it. It's free. So they sent me the box for my first week, and honestly, there was absolutely nothing in this box that I would eat. There was nothing that I would eat. I wound up giving it to my neighbor, and I felt so bad. I have a neighbor who, you know, he does all the maintenance and the handyman stuff at my house, and I felt real bad giving it to him. But I'm like, I would feel worse if it went to waste. And so I told him, like, I'm sorry. I'm probably bougie, but I'm not going to eat this, and I don't want it to go to waste. And it wasn't really. And I'm again, you know, when I'm in a punch bowl, not that I'm not always, but I tell people the truth because it might help somebody. It's not just that it was all healthy, because it was all healthy. But I'm telling you, they gave me every ingredient down to, you know, here's the little basil you need to put in, here's this, here's that. I didn't have time for that. I mean, I get up every morning at 5 a.m. Start work at 6 a.m. My day ends, you know, from one aspect around 7 p.m., and I don't start working until midnight, literally, you know. So I'm not about to do this Sunday meal, because that's what it appears, you know, like you know, you're making this broccoli pizza, and so they send you the pizza dough, like, you know what I mean, like the actual dough.
You have to knead the dough.
Yes.
That's what I'm telling you.
Yes.
Okay. So when you got the box, what you thought was that it was going to be some chili cheese fries and some hot wings.
No. I thought it was going to be food prep. I thought it was going to be at least semi-ready for me. You know what I mean? Like, this box for me felt like I had to go kill the cow. Like, I don't have time to kill the cow. Can you just go ahead, get all that ready, so all I got to do is put it on the oven? Because that's the extent of what I want to do if you are supposed to be making my life easier. That's what I need you to do, is make it easier, not add more work to the work I'm already doing.
So right now what you're trying to do is, you trying to make sure that when the box comes, all you do is just open the plastic, slide the tray in, heat the oven up, let's go.
Christy, we on the same page. We women, we moms, we cooking, we talking, we got this.
You know what I mean?
I can do some work, and I want to be healthier. But, because I can go to Smart and Final and pop a lasagna in the oven in 25 minutes.
Right.
Well, that's what a ready meal made is, right? Because I never ordered a meal online or anything like that. You know, my extensive history with ordering is Domino's Pizza, maybe Papa John's if they're in the area. You know, and the meal.
I'm shaking my head.
I'm talking about healthy now because, you know, those tomatoes from Papa John's, they got a little like sweet taste to them. I don't know what they put in it. But that's my favorite. So if you're sending the lasagna already cooked and all I have to do is thaw it out and microwave it, that's my plan, or that's what I see when they say we're sending you a meal. Now, if I have to go and I have to cut up a squash that I don't know what a squash is, and I have to start chopping up and mincing some stuff, you're talking about basil. I don't know what basil looks like.
I heard of it, but I don't know what it looks like. So now, if I see a box like that, I'm going to the garden. I'm going to start putting the stuff in the dirt and trying to see what does it grow? What did they send me this for? Because I'm not cooking it. I wouldn't know what to do. Instructions and everything, I still wouldn't know what to do. I just look at it, and I'll be like, okay, somebody's going to come help me. Until I just get tired and I just take it. Right, I'm taking off. Mm-hmm. I'm at McDonald's, and I'm going to look at the box while I'm eating my McDonald's, talking about, wow, look at what I did.
Exactly, that's what I did. So, Chris, you with me now? You understand what I'm saying?
No,
because it comes down
to
I did.
You gave it to your neighbor. Yeah, you was a good Samaritan. I would have sat there and watched the box with her.
You would have watched what?
I would have watched the box just wither. Okay, it's going to sit here on my countertop until I figure out if I can get my auntie here to cook it for me. So I would have
not to be redundant, but ain't nobody got time for that. So, Christy, what is your response? What is your answer to this dilemma that we're in? Because I'm telling you, this long-winded feedback may be really great for when you go into your discussions. Because I'm being real with you.
I do. I appreciate that because, like I said, I'm in the first phase of it. I'm with the product called, I sell a product called Wild Tree. And it is an organic line. A woman, she created it 10, 15 years ago, and it's really been booming. And she has a lot of sales representatives, and you can get people to come up under you and things like that. But I took her products, which are, they're wonderful. The wild seed oil, olive oil, her different seasonings and things like that. Everything is organic. And so I took her product, and that's why I'm developing the line using some of her products. Now, what differentiates me from the people that you just did, there will be it won't be a lot of meal prep. Mine would be a separate sauce. Like the 7 products that I would do that I'm working on has a separate sauce. So you wouldn't put the sauce on until you open it up and then begin to prepare it. But everything else will be prepped for you. But you will put that sauce and the seasoning and then put it in the oven and it'll be ready. Because I'm a saucier. I love making sauces. And I think you can make them so healthy but so tasty that will make your taste buds just jump, you know. And so the product that I'm doing,
hungry again.
I'm a separate sauce. Yeah,
every
I'm
day
telling you, these sauces
every
are
day,
amazing.
Every day. Yesterday I was ordering lots of the show. Now I'm hungry again.
Sorry,
it is lunch,
I digress. It's lunchtime. I don't know if I'm there, but it's lunchtime here. So, but that would make it. That would be the meal prep. It would only be the separate sauce, seasoning with it, and that's it. Everything else will be prepared for you. And I'm trying to do those quick meals that are really good, really healthy, and throw them in the oven or the microwave. Which one you want to do? Yeah,
that's what we need though. Is the meal prep because we are definitely as a society trying our best. We are trying. We discussed this. If you want to listen to a great show, listen to yesterday's show or was it the day before? I don't know. Listen to all the shows, Christy. But we were discussing changing our eating. I think it's actually Monday's show. But we were discussing changing our eating habits, and it's not only the fast food is a lot cheaper, but it's fast. You know, between a commute, in Los Angeles, we joke here. Like, everything in Los Angeles pretty much is about 20 miles, from one place. You can get there, but it's still going to take you an hour and a half to get 20 miles because of the traffic on the 405. You know, the joke is it's the 405. You might get there in 4 or 5 hours. You don't know, 405. But it's a lot of traffic, So when we get home after doing at least an, 8.5 hour day and we have to drive, when we get home, we don't have yet another hour to prepare a meal. And I know personally, I may be one of those people that I might even try it for a week, especially if it's free. But after that, it has to make my life easier. But I'd still want to be healthy.
Everybody, and if I can plug this in, I'm also I'm doing a YouTube show, and I'll be on the internet radio pretty soon here. August the 7th is my premiere, and that's what I'm going to be talking about, just healthy lifestyle, healthier eating, better eating, even though everything doesn't have to be organic. There's still some, if you prepare it at home and you have quick ways to do it, then, you know, it makes everybody's life easier. It makes your family life easier. It makes your pocketbook easier. It's easier on your pocketbook if you have those quick ways of doing things that are better for you when it comes to food.
Okay.
We do live in a fast-paced lifestyle, you know, and because it's a fast-paced lifestyle, everybody's on the grind. You know, we don't make those right choices when it comes to eating, but it's the most important thing that we should do. Because if we don't have longevity, if we don't take care of our body, we don't have longevity to be on the grind. So the most important thing God has given us is our body to take care of. But, you know, society has kind of shaping us to do things so fast that, you know, our consumption is bad when it comes to food. So, yeah, I'm going
right.
to definitely go back and listen to that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right, and one of the things is I'm very guilty of, like, I'm getting worse than I was before because with Uber Eats, I'm getting a whole lot of people advertising today, but free advertising. But while y'all listen to the advertising, go to punchtvstudios.com and purchase your stock at $1 per share. But I do a lot of Uber Eats, DoorDash, Eat 24 Hours, Postmates. Like, those are my BFFFs. Okay, they come and they deliver my food. I love these people, you know, because I'm going and I'm always on the move, and I just kind of figure, like, I love to eat. I love to sample. I love to taste test. I love food. And see, my theory is that there's somebody somewhere who went to culinary school. Like, their dream when they was 8 was, like, I want to be a chef. And so I'm like, hey, let me help them live their dream, because I love to eat, they love to cook, you know, this is a win-win for us. So that's my response usually when people tell me I need to cook more at home. And I'm trying to understand, like, if I eat at a restaurant that is healthy, I guess, or not a fast food restaurant, why do I have to cook the food? Why can't I just eat the food that people bring me from Uber Eats? This is my life.
I mean,
we love
customers like you. We love customers
good.
Like you because it keeps us in.
Well, come to LA.
But I will. I need to come there. I really want to. But the bottom line is a lot, and I'm not downing any restaurants, but being in the food industry and the restaurant industry for so many years, it's kind of scary as to where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to restaurants, the very restaurants that you think are the ones that are looking out for your health are about.
Oh, no, I'm scared.
Yeah, they're about money. They're about making the money, cutting costs, making changes to implement the bottom line, which is their funding. And so sometimes you miss that. And, you know, I see some scary stuff in restaurants. I mean, some scary, scary stuff. It's some of the ones that I thought was, you know, oh, well, you think this is the best place to be. And behind the scenes, it's a whole different story. You know,
you scared.
Just, and then you got to keep in mind
me of that
the
movie.
Restaurant brand. Yeah, the restaurant
you remind me
brand
of that movie.
Be,
oh, no, it's the
movie
Deliver Us From Eva. Deliver Us From, did you see that movie, Deliver Us From Eva?
Yes.
With
Gay
Union?
Yes.
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 I mean, it's serious.
I always see my life in movies.
Yeah, keep in mind that they hire people. These restaurants have a brand. If I have a brand and I have a restaurant and it's supposed to represent me, and then I get larger and I bring in people that are supposed to represent, everybody's not going to represent me. And you can train and develop people to do certain things, but when they get out of your presence and when they get behind the scenes, I mean, like, the biggest thing that I've seen that's a really, I'm a stickler for it, is the washing of your hands.
Yes.
You will be surprised at how many people go all day in a restaurant and don't wash their hands, not even once.
That's horrible.
I'm serious. From the chef, to the people that prep your food, they don't, because you're fast-paced. It's a huge restaurant, and they're moving, and they're touching everything, and they do not wash their hands. They're picking up stuff. They're scratching themselves. They're doing, and I'm telling you, it's horrible. It is horrible.
You just killed my DoorDash for today.
Now, just be honest.
Now I gotta go cook me a meal. Now, No, I got to cook me a meal.
You about to call Blue Apron?
I cancel Blue Apron now. No, I can't. I can't do the Blue Apron. And the people who love Blue Apron, that's great. But I'm not. You know, they sent me some stuff, and I don't eat tofu. That's not the no. I don't.
Oh, I love
you
tofu.
Know, I need.
Tofu.
I don't. I'm a carnivore. Like I. For real,
yeah, like beef.
That's why I need my energy. I need my protein. Like I the girls over there, like, hey, can I have a salad? I'm over here with the guys. Like, where's my steak? Like, I need a steak, potatoes.
Okay.
But you
know, tofu has a high percentage of protein. Believe it or not, tofu is high in protein, very high.
Yeah, but I don't like
Ms.
the
Blossett,
taste.
I have a question. Well, I have a question for you, Ms. Blossett. All right, not like
yeah.
The real problem with people like me and Lisa is. Is our time. So when we're coming
yeah.
when we're coming home at 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, our best choices are the choices that appeal to us is the dollar menu at Jack in the Box. Whatever fast food restaurant just happens to be open on the way home. And then when you get home, it's that wind down time to try to go to sleep because you have things to do in the morning. So it's not really our eating habits. It's more our time. It's like our time management and when we can eat. So how
well,
do we?
That's still an eating habit, though. That's still an eating habit. It's the way you eat. You know, bottom line, it's the way you eat. Whether you eat or don't eat, it's an eating habit that you have formed because of your time. You know, because we treat food. And our bodies like it's the last thing on the line. You know, I got other things to do. But take in consideration that what you consume and how you eat is going to affect you long term if you think of it differently other than I don't have time to do this. I think it's the making of time. You know, because trust me, I'm just as busy as the next person. I got so much stuff on my plate, it's ridiculous. So I have to take the time to take care of me when it comes to the rest, when it comes to the food consumption. So I organize and I plan. Know that you can't eat, cook all the time and things like that, but just be careful of the places that you're going. If you're going to eat out all the time, be careful of the places that you're going. Don't go to McDonald's. I'm sorry. I am not a McDonald's lover. I am not a McDonald's promoter. I don't promote Jack in the Box. I don't promote Wendy's. I don't promote Whataburger. I don't promote any of those fast food places because they're horrible. They are absolutely horrible on our body. They tear us down. All that fried stuff and processed stuff, it's not good. So just be careful in the places that you're going when you're trying to pick up something fast, you know. That's a lot.
No, I mean, that's definitely good words to live by because I was raised, especially, you know, both of my parents really literally raised me with the phrase, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. You know, they always say it's like a car. You got to put gas in that car for that car to move. And so if you don't get up and put gas in your car, then it's not going to be able to move all day. Or maybe your car has a little bit of gas in it, and so it's going to use that, and it's going to use the fumes, and you'll find that about 12, 1 o'clock, you totally burnt out, and you don't know why, but you haven't fueled your body. And so that's one of the things because of how I was raised that's literally stuck in my head. My bad habit is that I hardly ever eat like lunch or dinner. You know, it's like I make sure I have to have that meal because I don't know when I'm going to, you know, not like I'm dying or in death row, but when I'm going to get my next meal. This might be my last meal, you know, for a while. So
yeah.
I definitely make sure that I have breakfast. And it's not always that I'm so busy that I don't. Usually dinner is because by the time I'm home, I just want to go to sleep. You know, I just want to go to sleep. I don't want to eat anything, fast food, slow food, no food. I just want to go to sleep. But for lunch, I'm one of those people that I don't like to be rushed. I like to relax. I like to enjoy my food. You know, so if I'm at a meeting or if I'm, you know, at the office and people keep interrupting me, I don't want to start lunch because then I can't really eat my food and I wind up kind of scarfing the food down as opposed to being able to enjoy my meal. And again, that's me making those decisions and not setting boundaries or making choices, because if I take a lunch break, then my day is that much longer. So I definitely agree and understand what you're saying, because I know, you know, especially at my age, I'm no spring chicken. I know the decisions and the reasons why I make the decisions that I make. And I try to make better decisions, you know, as I get older, because I know better, so I have to do better. But it's still hard sometimes to do those things.
Yeah, I tell a lot of people too that come to me with the, you know, when they try to get health plans from like health map that I do with people to when you go to the grocery store, get some grab and go food. That's what I call them, grab and go. And that's the carbs that we need that are healthy, like the yogurts, the nuts, raisins, cranberries, things that you can snack on at your desk, things that you can snack on when you're on the go, granola bars, protein shakes, those grab-and-goes for people that don't eat but once a day. If you eat those throughout the day, at least 2 to 3 hours, you're still getting something in your body to fuel it, because what happens, we slow down our metabolism because we only eat once a day. Then when we only eat once a day, our body's in starvation mode. So that's why you consume so quickly when you eat, because you starve your body. You dehydrate yourself when you don't drink throughout the day. And so now your body is taking that, grabbing it real fast to get that energy back. Good carbs, we need them throughout the day to function. You know, even our mentality will change if we eat throughout the day. So those grab-and-go foods are something that you can really take that are still healthy for you. They're still good, and they give you the energy you need throughout the day when you can't stop for lunch. When you can't stop for lunch, you have that apple right there in your purse, or that apple on the table or something, you can grab that apple and eat it. You know what I'm saying?
So give us some more, again, a couple or a few more examples of some grab and go, because that's what I always ask for and look for. But I'm like, okay, what are things that I can literally just grab and go?
Okay, well, grab and goes are, you know, your fruit, like your bananas, your apples, your oranges. Like you said, you like to peel them. Peel your oranges, you know, your grapefruits. Protein bars are really good with a good source of protein in them. Some really good ones are like Hidden Valley. They have some really good protein bars. A protein shake that has like 28 to 30 grams of protein in it is a good grab and go in between meal. Almonds. Sunflower seeds, you know, a lot of people like sunflower seeds, and they're really good for you. Sunflowers, cons, those grains and nuts, those are good grab-and-go foods. Grapes are good grab-and-go foods. Yogurt, whether you get Greek yogurt, whether you get Yoplait, it's still only like 50 calories or no more than 100 calories, depending on which yogurt you get. So that's a good one that's really quick. You can drink them. They have the drinking yogurts now that you can do. What's another grab-and-go food? I know a lot of times you don't have time to even make a sandwich, but a good sandwich is good. You take it and put it in a sandwich bag and pack that. Turkey, cheese with some tomatoes and lettuce. Make that your lunch. You know, I will stay away from chips and cookies. Chips and cookies and cake, that's my grab-and-go food. Not to me. Those are the sugars that, you know, they're going to go to our butt and our hips and our thighs.
Put that Doritos back.
I'm sitting depressed right now. Like, I thought grab and go meant Doritos, barbecue lays, grandma cookies.
As always, we are having an amazing show. We have a few callers on the line. Like I say at the top of the show, if you love to join us in a punch bowl, please press 1. If you'd like to listen, that's fine as well. But if you have a comment, if you have a question, if you'd like to tell us your favorite grab-and-go foods, whatever it is, press 1 so we know that you like to join the conversation. If you're listening to this show on your computer, feel free to give us a call at 657-383-1974. Again, that number is 657-383-1974. We do have a guest on the line who wants to join us in the punch bowl. Good morning. How are you?
Hi. This is Z. I'm calling from another number, my cell phone, because I have my son drive me around. And
yes,
I'm just enjoying the show. I'm just enjoying the show. And I want to know, I heard bits and pieces. Now, what is the difference between organic grown and just regular grown?
Can I answer that one?
There is no difference in organic. Organic is just the word that we have taken on and adopted. Organic grown is just saying that it is fully grown with the appropriate seeds and the necessary grains to develop that vegetable, that fruit, to even for those meats, the animals, that they're fed properly with the appropriate grains. They're not given something outside that will make them grow any hormones in them.
Or any faster, okay.
My grandparents fed their animals with seeds and grains. They didn't use any additional hormones. They didn't use anything to pump them up and make them bigger. And that's what a lot of the farmers are doing now. Growing them, making them hormone, making them big, even the vegetables and stuff, they're pumping things in them to make them larger. But organic is just the way it is. It's naturally grown.
Okay, and to make it preserve longer on the shelf so they can get more money longer.
Well, preservation comes after the farm. It doesn't come during the farm.
Well, that's true. They spray it.
They grow during the farm, and then when they send them to the manufacturer or the processor, that's when it begins to go through, the preservation process. But with organic, they don't go through that process. Organic is you're getting this fresh, and it's been done right.
They put it on a truck, and then it goes to the market.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that preservation part, that's some of the things that hurt us, that kill us, that causes cancer and stuff. Things that are unnatural.
You have to watch out.
Right. So it's important to have organically grown vegetables and fruits.
Yes, that's very important when you can get that. It does cost a little bit more.
Right.
Because there's such a high demand on it now. Mm-hmm. So, supply and demand is the thing. So, but it's a lot better for you. It's a lot better for you because it takes away from everything that they've done during the manufacturing process.
Right. Well, that's very important. And I heard Sharita was saying that when she was in Ohio, she ate tomatoes. What did you say, Sharita? You couldn't eat them anymore, or?
No, I mean, that's a true story. That's what happened to me. When I was in Ohio, we used to eat a lot of fruit straight from the vine.
No, and that's perfect because you know what? That's like my husband was born in Virginia, and they did the same thing. And we used to have vegetables right from the vine, too. And I think that has to do with a lot of our complexions and the way we are. You know how some people, you can tell from their complexions, they're so much more beautiful when you can eat food off the vine and grew up like that. Now, it's just a big difference in the foods that people eat now. I mean, they're just McDonald's kids or they're just doing all this stuff and it's no brain food in it. And they can't concentrate in schools, and their skins, their complexions look totally different. And, it's a big difference. Now, is that's a picture of you with Patti LaBelle?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, girl, you got some nice looking skin. You have some nice looking skin. There's a big difference. There's a difference because, like, even the eastern skin, like where we came from, and then, you can tell the difference. My husband has a beautiful kind of like glow to his skin, and he says it's directly attributed to they used to get carrots, cucumbers, tomatoes, and things right off the vine because they had a farm that they grew up on. And they were able to eat those things right off the vine, and all of them had this kind of
glow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a better glow. It's prettier. It's cleaner. It looks better. It looks healthier. And, you know, they look more healthier.
I don't know if it was because of the fruit on the vine. I mean, because that was really when I was growing up. I've been in California since I was 8. But one of the things that I know with my skin in general is that the main thing that is two things that affect my skin, and that's if I decide to drink soda or if I wear makeup. And that's why unless I'm making an actual appearance somewhere at an event, I never wear makeup. Because no matter what it is or what product or how much you take it off, how well you take it off, there's still some – your skin is going to be messed up. That's my opinion. So I don't wear a lot of makeup. I'm always all natural. And so it helps my skin to breathe. I try to drink a lot of water. And, again, if I give up sodas, my skin is glowing.
Yes. 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 Yes, you're very,
Jamie,
very.
You had a question? Thank you. Thank you.
I didn't have a question. It was more or less a statement. You know, because the newer generation has microwaved life, everything is faster. We have to remember when you put hormones into something, if you don't flush the hormones out before you slaughter it and eat it, then you're consuming the hormones that you put into the animal. So our kids.
Yes.
Our kids are growing up just as fast as the animals are. You go to schools now, you see 13-year-old, 30-year-old in the junior high school. And you're saying, is that your teacher's son? He's like, no, that's my classmate. Well, what happened to you? With that, you said I couldn't eat McDonald's. She eating McDonald's. I'm like, oh, okay. So she on the football team? He's like, no. but I'm saying this to say we're aging ourselves. We're
right.
Literally aging ourselves, and then the pollution and the climate that we're living in, the sun is getting a lot more intense because we're killing our ozone layer. The sun, when your skin is exposed to the sun dries and withers things. So it's more of our environment and the way that we're living and eating that's causing the difference in the skin complexion that you're talking about. The older you are, the more healthy foods and the less processed the foods were back then. The younger you are, the more you're in the consumption rate of what's going on now. So there's a difference. And if you don't change the diet to combat what's going on today, you're gonna see the difference in your skin. So like we said, she stopped drinking soda, she's perfect. Stopped drinking soda, the complexion problems come. And today, I think water is like number 5 on the list of what we consume every day. I think soda might have hit number 1 or juice, like bottled juice or soda. So we are directly affecting ourselves.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was right there. Mm-hmm. You got the choir singing. We singing. Absolutely. You are speaking. What are your thoughts? Your let's give us some thoughts. Final thoughts, Christy.
Yeah. I mean, I've just been enjoying everything that you guys have said. That, and I agree totally, especially with the water. I think that a lot of us do not hydrate ourselves enough, and that causes, you know, dryness of the skin, dryness with our hair, all of that hydration. I talk to a lot of people daily that do not drink water. I can't stand water.
Yeah.
I hate it. And they just
don't
know what they're doing to their body. Not just dehydration has a lot of downstream impacts to our health. Water is so key.
They don't know what dehydration is, but if you go and you urinate in the bathroom, if you look at that water and that water is yellow, you need to drink some water because you're in the early stages of dehydration. When your urine turns yellow, you're in the early stages of dehydration. And people don't realize that's
true, but in addition to that, one of the dangers of dehydration, that's how you basically tell, but one of the dangers of dehydration is that by the time you really realize that you are dehydrated, it's too late. The damage is already done. You know, you may be a little tired, you may be feeling a little drained, and you just think, oh, well, maybe I should go to sleep, but you don't go and drink water. You don't go and resolve the problem. So, people catch it when it's done more damage than it really could have or would have or should have if you just drank your water.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And the older you get, the less responsive your thirst receptors are. So you don't your body won't tell you you're thirsty as soon, like someone who's younger. So when as you get older, you have to drink water out of habit as opposed to out of thirst.
Right.
Definitely. So, again, we are coming down to the last few minutes of the show. Today's guest has just been wonderful, providing a lot of information. We're speaking to Ms. Christy Bradford right now. We have the one and only Z Hickman in the house in the punch bowl coming in. I have to watch Z. Z calls in on some shows. Sometimes she try to sneak her technical support into my shows, and I have to watch Z. But we love Z. She's always just so positive, so wonderful, except for that technical support thing that she keep posting. But it's okay. I don't mind that. You know what I mean? Z give me job security, okay? That's how I keep employed.
Well, I tell you, Sharifa, you're doing an excellent job. You have some excellent shows. And people need to know about you because I'm addicted. I mean, I told my son I'll be going to get my license together before I go to California because my birthday will come while I'm in California and they will expire. So I told him, look, you drive. I got to hear the punch bowl. I told him, I got to hear Sharifa because these are really some good shows. And he just came in from Louisiana. I just told him to drive, and I'm going to come in on another number. She's not going to know who I am, but I still want to hear this. So you have some really good shows that are really exciting, and I think a lot of people should hear about it and just get the word out because, you know, this is good stuff. This is really good stuff.
I mean, it really is.
No doubt. This is really good stuff. And this stuff needs to be expanded. And I am not working during the summer. And I have time, you know, it's 1 o'clock here when you come on. It's 10 o'clock there. But I have time to hear it. And I'm just so grateful that I'm not working right now and I can sit down and listen. And it's just fantastic. I think all the shows I've listened to, I have been really excited. And my cousin, the one in Jacksonville, we're trying to get everything together to come out there. And she's excited. I'm just excited about the show. So tell everybody about our show because Sharifa's doing a magnificent job.
Thank you, Z.
You are
very welcome.
That.
I think a lot of the churches should zero in and listen to her. Maybe if I was out there for a little bit, I'd go around and visit the churches and ask them where they listen to Ask Sharifa because it's a lot of stuff they can learn, especially about this eating. Oh, do you know how many of us don't eat well? Oh, it's just things we need to know. And we push it aside and say, oh, that's nothing. But no, they need to get into the conversation, listen, learn, and change the conversation they really need to get into it. Instead of watching the soap operas every day, listen to.
Is Ms. Bradford still on the line? I'm sorry. Is Ms. Bradford
still
on the line?
Yes, I am.
I want to play Angel's Advocate. Now, I know there's people out there that are eating better today. And if you don't know what eating better today is, that's a catchphrase we use in California for EBT, which is the new form of food stamps. Now,
okay.
how
how because they're economically challenged, and a lot of the stuff we talk about is pretty, you know, it's pretty expensive, like the organic foods, and
yeah,
they don't tend to last as long. How, like, what kind of solution can we come up with to help our economically challenged people eat more healthier? Because
that's a good question.
In the communities,
my
mother get a check once a month, okay, on the first.
Mm-hmm.
So on the first, mm-hmm. we get all of our food, and it has to go from the first all the way to the next first. So
mm-hmm.
the last thing my mother would buy would be produce. Because produce only lasts as long as we're eating.
Right.
A week later,
right.
everything's withered. You go in there. You go in there 2 weeks later to make an enchilada, make some enchiladas, and you start cutting up the green onions. The green onions are now raisins.
I
think the answer, not the answer for Christy, but I'm going to go ahead and answer that for Christy, mainly because we're running out of time, and I don't want to cut you off. Definitely, Christy, appreciate you, Ms. Bradford, for being a guest on today's show. What we want to do is we like to stay a hold and keep on track and keep up to date with whatever anybody is doing. So we want to invite you to join us on our social media network, which is Nabuki. Nabuki.com, NABUKIE.com. If you help us with, you know, providing some information as far as meals, as far as tips, tricks, you can create a blog on Nabuki. But when you launch your business, let us know. Post it on Nabuki. So everybody, you know, we have a lot of people in the Dallas area who support Punch TV Studios. Our transfer agent is in Plano, Texas. We have a station in Houston in Beaumont, Texas. So we're probably a lot closer to you than you would even think. So to answer Damien's question, I would say the answer to that would be to purchase small portions at a time. Don't buy a lot of fruit. Buy a few, you know, a couple of pieces for a few days. That's kind of how I do things around here, because I usually only prepare meals for the next few days, go to the store. That way everything is fresh. But that's my answer. I'm not going to speak for Ms. Bradford, but what I want to do is I want to thank each and every one of you for being a guest on today's show, for joining us in the Punch Bowl. We are going to be back here tomorrow at the same time. We do have to stop for our commercial break, and then we're going to be...
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki? As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American-owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Thank you for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Tune in Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. To be a guest or to share your thoughts on changing the conversation, visit Nabucchi.com today. Don't miss out on the opportunity to be a part of the company that's revolutionizing media. Visit PunchTVStudios.com to become a part owner at $1 per share.